Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. For 35 years, New Life has been transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. March 17th. Is it St. Patrick's Day on March 17th?
Somebody yes. Yes, it is. Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. And you know, oh my goodness, Dave Stoop, my great, great writing partner and friend for 40 years, you know, he passed away 2 years ago on March the 10th. He was Irish. And I'm telling you, the impact of that man, well, I tell you, I really believe it might be more than the impact of St. Patrick. When you think about 4 million people reading a life recovery Bible, then you look at all the books and the talks. You know, he used to write sermons for Robert Schuller, just all sorts of things. I miss him terribly. But we're glad you're with us here today on St. Patrick's Day. You know, the clover, the three-leafed clover St. Patrick used to talk about the Trinity. Very creative guy. And, of course, if you've ever read the book, How the Irish Saved Civilization, that was all about some folks preserving civilization when the barbarians were out to destroy it all. Anyway, we honor him, good guy. I was telling our people in devotions today that we have St. Lawrence, Larry Sonnenberg, and he has saved New Life many, many times. Well, we're glad you're with us here today. I'm going to go right to the phone calls, and we're going to talk with Katrina, Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Katrina. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I had a question. Is there a long-term facility for someone with schizoaffective disorder?
So what's going on that you would just want him to be in a facility?
Well, he's 34. My son is 34 years old, and he was diagnosed when he was 21. And he's basically traumatized our whole family.
Yeah.
It's like living with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One minute he's your son and you love him and he's caring and
sure.
helpful and kind, and then the next minute he's throwing things. I just got through today replacing a double paned window, $400, that he broke before
okay.
He's in the hospital now.
So who, what medication is he on, and does he take it consistently?
Olanzapine, Zyprexa, they're both the same thing. I get them all mixed up because they put him on one thing when he's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he gets out of the hospital, whatever psychiatrist he has locally will put him on what their regime is.
Okay, so
they just take them up. They're
okay.
all stabilized in the hospital, but then they don't.
Yeah.
There's no continuity of care.
So, This is why I asked this question, because he needs to be on the right medication. I'm not saying it will be the answer, but I'm saying for a lot of people, they have the type that can be treated with medication to where they cannot terrorize the whole family and develop a pretty normal life. But you have to have, I mean, I just can't imagine someone thinking, well, they stabilized him enough for him to be discharged, now I'm going to change the medication. But I'm not a doctor. You need to talk with that psychiatrist. You need to ask him, why don't you keep him on the same medication that he's made progress on? More on this when we come back. 1-800-229-3000. We love it that you're here. Becky Brown is here, Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, and Chris Williams. We've got the A-team, or as I call them, the committee. And they're going to give you some help. In the meantime, the book this month is Take Your Life Back. Gift of any amount, I'm going to send that to you.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Well, I mentioned medication. What else could we suggest here?
Well, Katrina, you mentioned a facility, and there are actual facilities out there who do take on what we would consider more acute or higher-end psychiatric diagnosis. Like you, I think you mentioned your son has schizoaffective, if I caught that correctly. And you're right. One of the things that I don't want is that condition to terrorize you and your house.
Right.
I mean, it's obviously terrorizing him. And so, you know, there's, again, different facilities around the country. There's actually a Christian one in Florida called Honey Lake. And so, as there are those resources, I would really encourage you to look at those.
Banyan is another one.
Banyan, yep, absolutely. You have, there's a bunch going through my head right now. But as you do that, you know, one of the things that's really challenging, that can be challenging, is to get him compliant with the process. And so being I got a lot of things in my head right now. So let me back this up. So the best thing that you can do also is get support for you. It's like being in relationship with a person who has an addiction, where the behavior can go out of control really quickly. And so there are support groups for families who have mental illness in the families that can then gain that support to be able to set boundaries, to be able to talk truth, and to be able to stay safe in the context of what you guys are dealing with.
Yeah.
Well, and I have a question for you, Katrina. As far as this has been going on for over a decade, and I wondered if, like, you know, are you guys his guardian? Like, you know, he is an adult now, and like, to Chris's point, he's got to make some of these decisions. So how is it that we are this far in and he broke a big window like that? That's just, there's a lot of dynamic at play here that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I don't understand it, because when he comes out of the hospital, you think he's just like a normal person and you're ready to get him his apartment again and set him up. And the last time he had an apartment, he broke a bunch of things in the apartment. And I'm, you know, furiously trying to clean it up and make it presentable so that I don't have to pay a fortune. And I owe money. It's constant.
Right. That's the reason why I asked Katrina.
Take his medications, but he has to be the one to want to take the medications. He takes them, I think, 99% of the time, but sometimes,
right,
as one psychiatrist in
okay.
Oregon,
okay, Katrina, says, Katrina, listen, Katrina, this is the reason why I asked, because when one person in the family is dysregulated, whether it is addiction or mental health, everybody else is moving. And what your expectation is that when he comes home from the hospital and he's fine for a couple days, that this is how we're going to go. And then you're surprised when it happens again. We've got a precedent here that he needs help, and he needs consistent help, as do you. And there's recovery that is needed as well, because this has all been traumatizing for everybody. But Jackie, I'm going to hand it off to you to see if you have any direction for her.
Chris, what I would do is look into his insurance company. If you're using insurance for his care, he should have a case manager. And they should be helping you find long-term treatment for him, whether that is groups, maybe wraparound services, or a placement. You might even find board and care, which are smaller, like group home type situations, where they have nurses on staff that can help him manage medications. So there are resources out there, but it sounds like you need help advocating for him and getting those resources. And so I would lean on the insurance company, ask them where's case management in this, and see if you can get some help there.
And then I go back to this, he's doing great, and we put him on a different medication. And the other thing is, he's doing great on that medication. He also needs to not just now have all free time. He needs to be in an outpatient situation ongoing. All right, I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope it's going to be helpful to you. And, man, I know that's tough.
Well, that and we can tough. Connect her with some of those places that we mentioned, too, because we have connections with treatment centers all over the country, and so we can help Katrina get connected.
Very good. All right, let's go to Julie, Austin, Texas. YouTube. Hi, Julie. How are you today?
I don't know. I am so confused and overwhelmed and don't even know how to feel. I actually called you back in November about my daughter. And the issue is there's like six people involved in this situation.
Okay, what's the situation?
My ex-husband that I was married to for 24 years was a pastor that I divorced because he was physically, mentally, sexually abusive to me and cheated on me. And my kids were in high school when that happened. I'm now remarried. I've been remarried for 3 years. My daughter is now 20. My son is 23.
Okay.
So you have me, my new husband, my ex-husband, my daughter that's 20, my son that's 22, and then now we have his girlfriend, which is 36, involved.
Okay.
So I called you in November because my daughter had started taking marijuana and had a very toxic boyfriend. She had wrecked several cars, and y'all asked me, why are you even letting her stay there? And I knew that, but I knew she couldn't live with her dad because he used to be a pastor, and he's not living that lifestyle. He has a girlfriend that lives with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm shaking. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
I called you guys because I knew how bad it was getting. And my daughter, I was really worried for her life. And so she had gone off with friends, and my son had called me and said, we need to sit down and have an intervention with her. My son at 23 is very mature. He is in therapy. I don't know if it's a Christian therapist, but he said, we need to sit down with her because things are getting bad. She had gone to his house instead of coming home to my house after being out.
So what did you do? What did you do when he suggested that?
So I called you guys, and I wanted to know, like, what to expect and what I should do and how I should set the boundaries. And I was all ready, and I was set, you know, to say, you know, this is, we're going to put you in a hospital if we have to, in therapy. And I got there, and I got bombarded by him and his girlfriend without my daughter even there. They pulled me aside and took me into a different room and basically told me that my husband now, that she had made accusations against him.
Now, that he had sexually abused her?
Not sexually abused her, but that he had just said inappropriate things and got angry, and he had drank in front of her, which I'm totally against, and they know that I don't do that. And
is it true?
He used to have a problem.
Is it true?
He did drink. Yes, he did drink, and that happened in May of last year. And she brought this up after a night of being out doing drugs. The night that she came right to their house, she told them about this in November, which it happened in May. And she had been living with us since. And he had asked her to forgive him. He felt horrible. He has not had one sip of alcohol since that time. Made a complete change. They've always had a good relationship.
All right. So what's the question for us?
Okay, the question is, now, my daughter, the next day, called me to come pick her up, to come back to my house, because his girlfriend and him were pushing her so much, and she was like, she can't think.
Just tell us what's going on.
She was on drugs. So now my son, since this has happened, will not speak to me.
Hmm. Okay.
Because he doesn't think that I defended her. And all the day it happened, the moment I found out, I walked in, I told her to go to the car. The moment I saw he'd even been drinking, I said, go to the car. We went to a hotel.
Because so what's the question for us? What is your question?
How much space do I give my son? My daughter's speaking to me, to my husband. My ex-husband is now.
Julie, let me jump in. Are you as confused as I am?
Yes, I'm totally.
Yeah, because your story has more rabbit trails than mm-hmm. I can possibly pay attention to. And I'm not here to be critical of that, but I'm here to say that what you are living in is an addictive system. And the addict and the addict is running the show, because what they love to do is create tons and tons of issues that lead you away from the one problem that needs to be addressed. And there's only one problem right now. There's many problems, don't get me wrong, but there's one major problem that needs to be addressed right now. And that is, one person may be carrying the addiction, but nobody is sober. Meaning that everyone else is running chaos around the addiction. So somebody has to disrupt the addictive system and say no more, and then get into their own recovery.
Yes. So after the conversation, I actually came together and spoke to my ex-husband that I hadn't spoken to in a year, probably. His son didn't speak to my son didn't speak to his dad for a year, and we put her in. We took her to the hospital for a week and put her in. She was cussing us. She was accusing me of being a drug dealer.
Okay, so Julie, only for time's sake, because we got a lot mm-hmm. of the story.
I know.
Here's what I want you to know. My point is this. You're addicted to her.
I am.
You need recovery. So I want you to today start checking out Al-Anon groups. I want you today to sign up for the Emotional Freedom Workshop.
Mm-hmm. Let us help you.
Well, and we'll get her connected to a life recovery group. I was thinking the same thing, Chris. I was watching your face. Julie, there is so much turmoil inside of you that I wonder if we even asked you what was happening today, if you could even be present. And that's one of the things that we learn in recovery is one day at a time. It's what is happening right now. And the disruption that you're feeling, the anxiety that you're feeling, like you said when you were, you know, first formulating the conversation, it is so much dysregulation because there's so many people driving the car. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to get into your own work. It is working your side of the street, but you're going to need help. And it's not going to be with your son, your daughter, your ex-husband, your new husband, their girlfriend, and all of those people.
It sounds like there's a lot of things you're trying to control that aren't yours to control. But what is yours to control is your own care and recovery. And the focus on all these externals is stopping you from focusing on what's happening inside of you. You still haven't asked us a question, right? Mm-hmm. So there's just so much going on. We can't even get to what's the question. Are you in your own therapy? Maybe we could connect you with a therapist in your area where you could start to process this, because there's a lot you need to get out so that we can get to the question. And that's going to take more of some 50-minute sessions, more than the time that we have here.
So, Julie, you went there, and your son and his wife said you had something you needed to deal with. Now you've called us, and here we are telling you, you have something you need to deal with. That's got to be pretty painful, I would think.
Yes.
The only way it wouldn't be is if you just thought everybody was wrong.
Well, their solution is I needed to get divorced, that I needed a different...
Okay.
But here's the thing.
We might be able to lead you on a path that everybody gets better, not worse. And when we come back, we'll just clarify that path, what you need to do. And I think you'll be glad that you held on. You're listening to New Life Live. We're here. Program of the year, 2022. I'm kind of proud of that. And we want you to be here too.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Julie. Really sad about this situation, and there's so many different elements here. Chris, why don't you summarize what we think is the path where everybody wins?
So, Julie, let's start with you. What we'd love for you to be able to do is get clear for yourself and get into recovery. So we want you to attend an Al-Anon group, get into a therapist who understands addiction. And again, we'd love for you to sign up for the Emotional Freedom Workshop. We'll address these issues head on. The last thing is look to get your daughter into treatment. It sounds like her addiction has progressed far enough that it just what has been working is not working, or what has been done is not working. And so we highly, highly recommend a treatment center. We're connected, again, as Becky has mentioned, to treatment centers all over the country, and we can really help her get into a place.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's the strange thing, is that now after she got out of the hospital, she has stayed off the drugs, and she's she's not addicted to it anymore, and she's actually working, and she's stabilized herself.
So Julie, it goes back to our point. Like we're addressing problems you aren't even asking for. So that's where it's like really get into your recovery, okay?
And also, I hope
my
that she's
is she be okay with my son not speaking to me?
Yes,
because he has a interpretation.
Yes,
that's my question.
Yes. Your son doesn't have to talk to you right now. You have to go get your work started, and as he sees you doing your work and getting healthy, he'll feel more comfortable with relationship with you. But he set a boundary, respect it, and do your work.
Yeah, and be sure
and don't contact him at all.
If that's what he's asked for right now, but as you're doing your work, then you can work with your therapist to come up with a plan for how to reengage him in a safe, healthy way.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Your daughter is in a good place, but if she's not getting support and working some kind of growth program with other people, then it's not going to last, or there's a good chance it won't last. So you need to be encouraging her. Maybe you take her to some speaker meetings together or things like that so that she doesn't fall back into what she was in, because it's a relapsing problem and we don't want her back there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you'll do these things, we really believe everybody's going to come out better. Becky, anything you want to say before we say goodbye here?
And well, you know, Julie, we hear your heart. There's mm-hmm. been so much upset, and we'll be praying for your family. I'm going back to something Jackie said earlier today. Recovery isn't a one and done experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as you get into your recovery, Julie, your clarification about what is good, what is not good, what needs to stay, who needs to stay, will become really clear. And you'll be able to experience the feelings that go along with making those boundaries, but it won't be in reaction to what somebody else is demanding that doesn't feel right. You mentioned just as an offside that somebody's telling you should get divorced. I mean, there's all kinds of chaos.
My son.
All of that will settle down as you begin your own journey. And recovery can help us get real clear and compassionate and have feelings and connections. It's really amazing.
So I really think if you get the right kind of counsel, the right kind of meetings, you're going to feel so much better about you, the direction, the decisions to make. You're not going to need to rely on anybody else. And when that kind of strength and stability emerges, that's when a son comes back and says, wow, Mom, you're different.
Right.
And wants to reconnect with you. And I'm so glad that you called, and we're going to help you off the air here. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. And we really hope that we love helping people here. Let's go to Francie from Virginia Beach, Virginia. WPMH is the station. Hello, Francie. How are you today? Oh, no, it's Francis. I see. There was an S way down underneath it. How are you today, Francis?
I like Francie.
Yeah, that's kind of sweet.
My father
Thank you.
Used to call me Francie.
Oh, aww. That's so precious.
But that
now, how
great.
Can we help? How can we help?
First of all, I love you guys. You really help me throughout my day and night. I am ending an 18-year marriage
Ooh.
Saturday.
Mm. Wow.
I am 18. Okay, though. I actually feel better today than I have in a long time. And I think it's just really because I spoke to a friend last night and he reminded me that I was good.
Mm.
And I couldn't get that on my own. Of course, I've tried for 18 years to get it from somebody who just couldn't do it. But it's just been a real dysfunctional situation. And a few months ago, he was revived in my living room just unexpectedly and
wow.
spent some time on life support. And he did live, fortunately. And so it's been decided that he would go live with his daughter in California that we don't speak, have not. I don't really have a relationship with his family. They're not that kind of family. And, of course, my family's here, so he's been able to, you know, reap the benefits of some kindness from my family that I've just never gotten from his. But I'm feeling, you know, my question, I know you're going to say that because I always you say what.
Yeah, try to give us a question before we go to this break.
My question is about myself. You know, I'm looking now at things that just are
okay.
Wrong with
hold
me.
On. We're going to get there to that question. Right after this break, you're listening to New Life Live.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're talking to Francie, who is also named Francis. And Francie, you were getting to that question, and we want to hear it. What is that question?
Quickly, if I could say, my husband and I met in recovery.
Okay.
And I had not been married for 17 years, either had he. We had all the similarities, one of six kids, Irish Catholic, New York, all this stuff that seemed to do something, I don't know, kind of, I don't know, initiate some sort of things that are in common. But
right.
6 months into that, he had a major back surgery, and I took my first pain pill, and I became very addicted, and we both were off to the races. So spent 6 years, you know, in and out of myself trying to get help and coming back to that same situation. I never could quite stay off the pain pills. Finally, I have for many years, but yes.
How did you get off and stay off of those pain pills? How did you do it?
I tell you, God, I was tired, sick and tired of hospital stays and God, I mean, anything that I wanted to do.
So Francis, let me jump in real quickly. Do you know why people take pain pills?
To feel different, I did.
To because they're in pain.
Well, yeah, that's inside. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, thank you. On the inside, there is a pain that we have to get out of. One of my favorite definitions of addiction is it's a radical commitment to escape reality. Mm-hmm. And that reality that we're trying to escape is oftentimes inside, and it's oftentimes historical. That there is pain that we're carrying around from incidences and experiences in our life that just become intolerable. And so in the other part of that is that you hinted at is you wanted him to tell you that you're good, right? I need someone outside of me to remind me that I'm good. And that tells me that on the inside you're carrying shame, which makes sense because it comes kind of hand in hand with our unresolved, unhealed pain. And so in recovery, it's so important that as we get rid of the medicator, the thing that we're trying to numb the pain with, and oftentimes being very destructive in our life, but then we need to get into a recovery from the trauma and the hurts that we're carrying inside of us, as well as the shame that goes along with that.
Yep. Becky, a thought here?
You know what I do? I am full of it. I mean, I've been in therapy. I'm in therapy right now, but
okay.
As far as going back into meetings or recovery, I've had a real difficult time not feeling like I belonged. I was struggling in recovery for 8 years, and I have felt something's just not the same.
Mm. Well, Francis,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say you do know all of the things that go with recovery, and what's happening, just what Chris just said and what you just identified, is the shame is alive and well. And sometimes that happens in divorce, whether or not you have the history that you and your ex-husband have. I mean, you feel bad. I use the acrostic about shame. Should have already mastered everything. Should have got it right. Should have had it figured out. And you started talking about how both of you fell back into addiction. And so there's all of this grief and loss. And what I would say to you, Francis, work the recovery in defiance of what the shame wants to do. Because you have so much to give. You have so much in front of you. And you are sick and tired of going in and out of treatment. But recovery, and I would, of course, I want to get you connected with a life recovery group in your area, and I know we have them. I want you to do the work that's going to heal this heart of yours that's been under so much pain for too long.
I would love that. Hmm.
Well, just imagine this, Francis. Somebody's having a hard time breathing. Both couples are having a hard time breathing. And somebody says, you know, if both of you could put on some oxygen masks, everything would be different. I don't know if he'll put on an oxygen mask, but you can. And everything's going to be different. These meetings, there are times in my life I hate going to meetings. There are other times in my life they're just fantastic.
Right.
And so
I just... I need inside work. I know this because I think I bypassed that.
Okay, so you hang on and let us try to find the resources you need. And you know, when Jesus says that his burden is easy and it's light, it really is. It goes from us trying to manage ourselves under our own power to truly surrendering to what does God want. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 6:16 says, stop at the crossroads, look around, search for the old godly path, walk in its steps, and you will find rest for your soul. What are those steps? Humility, surrender, listening to people that know more than I think I know, action. Doing the things that I know are good and doing the things that other people are telling me who have credibility that I need to do. There is no quick fix, no instant solution, no easy path. The right thing is most likely the most difficult thing that we're called to do. Now you hold on, and we're going to help you even more. And I'm so, so glad you called. You know, every person that I've ever met in a hopeless situation, there was hope. Mm-hmm. There was hope. But the hope required things. You had to give up wishing. Mm-hmm. You had to give up false hope. You know, real hope has a resume. People that have had a problem and did certain things, they created hope where it wasn't. So there's a track record if it's real hope versus wishing or magical thinking. We can help you find the real hope. It's just probably not where you're looking because it's hard. Really is. Not too hard, though, or God wouldn't have you in there. It's not too hard. God says there is nothing you can't do with him and others to help you. When you get stuck, if you're in the post-COVID sludge, you're not going to get out of it by yourself. You're just going to be sludgy, and you're just going to be foggy and not going to work.
Well,
so I hope and pray you'll do something. Yeah, go ahead, Becky.
And Steve, don't you think that we all have that propensity to get sludgy? I mean, whether it's post-COVID or not, I mean, it could be a loss that we just never grieved. It could be a lost dream or just dissatisfaction. And I think what happens is we stay in that kind of just dulled out zone. And then when things get really hard, we just, like you said, don't want to go to a meeting, don't want to call anybody, don't want to talk to anybody. And that's the very thing that we need to do because all of us struggle with something. All of us do.
Right. Well, I was just in a counseling session with a really, really great counselor. And I discovered things that I needed to deal with that I haven't. And here I am talking about everybody's need to deal with things. And I didn't even know this was a thing. So just like they say on what not to wear, sometimes you don't know you need help till you get help. Really
That's
is true.
Right.
And if you're in that place, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Well, we want to help you.
And Steve, I want to mention some other thing because like there's times, where, like you said, where something's pointed out that we didn't even were aware of. Mm-hmm. There's other things. I had this occurrence last week in my own therapy session where it was doggone. I've been working on this thing for a decade and it's still sticky. It's still there. It's still something I need to make progress on in my life because it's still interfering with me. So I want everyone to know out there, you're in good company. Mm-hmm. Struggle is universal.
Yep.
But you don't have to stay stuck in the struggle.
That's right. And if somebody ever says to you, some uninformed person that we feel sorry for, well, you don't want to go digging up your past. Hey, listen, if your past is digging you.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Then you need to go and deal with it. It's not your past then. It's your present.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you dragging stuff through life. And some people, you know, you get married, and you don't show what you're dragging until you get married. And then the person you marry goes, where in the world was that? Where were you hiding that baggage? But you still got hope. All right, we'll take a break and come right back. 1-800-229-3000. Don from Dallas, Texas. We're going to go to you right after this. KWRD is the station. We love you guys. We hope that you can help us. We hope we can help you with anything that you're dealing with. And if you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. If you can help us, we sure would be grateful for that. And we do need help. We need a lot of help. And if you give us a gift of any amount, we're focusing on Take Your Life Back. We'll give that to you, gift, any amount. It's coming to you. And you would want this if you have found yourself in that position where you don't even feel like you're in charge of yourself. Somebody else, you've given over control to them or substance or anything, a behavior. So that's it. And it'll help you recognize a life not taken back. If you give a gift of $50 or more, we'll include the Take Your Life Back devotional. And it's really good, really good. And, of course, I mentioned before, if you join Club New Life, 8 books, 100 Days to Freedom, or 100 Days of Prayer, 100 Days of Courage, Character. It's really great. And I hope that you will help us. And then something we send to you as a way of saying thank you, we hope it's going to help you. Now we're going to Don. Don, how are you today? And how could we help? What's on your mind?
Wow, what an honor to be online with the Steve Artburn.
Take your time, Don. We've got all the time in the world.
Love you. That's humor. Because I made bad mistakes in my dating life and early marriages, I am a huge advocate for Steve, your book, Is This the One? And in fact, it brings me great joy. I like to give that book away to the people who are in the dating situation.
Thank you.
I think it's so powerful and necessary. But now I find myself as a grandparent of 3 teenage grandsons.
Yeah,
and I want to give them a book that will help them strategically navigate dating with healthy boundaries and goals, and lead them into, you know, healthy, yes, godly marriages. So
great.
When are you going to write that book?
Well, let me think about that. But, you know, we do have a book. Our good friend Henry Cloud wrote Boundaries in Dating with John Townsend. And Henry's going to be on the program here later March or April.
Mm-hmm, yeah. March 27th and 28th.
Mm-hmm. 27th, 28th. We're also going to have Lisa Turkhurst is going to be joining us. But Henry's book, Boundaries in Dating, it's probably a really, really great book about dating. Now, if I could, I would recommend a foundational book. Our amazing son, James, lived his dating life according to Jim Burns' book, The Purity Code. So that's a really great book that covers a lot of the issues about purity and waiting for marriage, things like that. So I'd recommend that, too. Gary Thomas has a book. What was that book?
Sacred Search.
So that's, I have not read that, but Gary's a great guy, and I'm sure it would be good, too. But Boundaries in Dating, that'd be really, really good. Don, I'm so grateful for all that you've said and your interest in these grandkids. It's it's wonderful. I'm wondering, do you have an Every Man's Bible?
I do not.
Well, I'm going to send that to you. Are you married or single?
I've been married to my wife, Mary, for 41 plus years.
Okay. Yay. Congratulations.
Well, I've been told not to send two resources, but I'm going to send you my.
I'll send one.
What my
do you
wife's,
want me to send
them? Well, I'm
going to
send the. You'd be different. My wife's one-year Bible for women. Mm. I think she.
Okay,
would really
Don,
like
I'm
going to
send you that. All that'll right. be great.
Okay.
Yeah, that's from Becky.
So Don,
I actually have a
different recommendation or another recommendation.
There you go.
Okay. I really think the best book that your grandsons will read is the Book of Don.
Book of Don.
Oh.
There you go.
Tell your story.
Tell your story. Let them know who you are. Let them know your heart. Let them experience your hard-earned wisdom. Take those boys.
I try to do that.
Yeah, take those boys out on, you know, mandates, and open up those conversations, and keep talking to them, and provide a safe place for them to talk about their struggles, for them to talk about their questions, you know, ask their questions, and as I say, you know, it's I want a safe place for my sons to get awkward.
Mm-hmm. I was watching a video yesterday called The Mask We Live In, and it was about men and the mask that they wear and how that begins so early in life as, you know, toddlers, what they're told is okay to do and say. And you, Don, being vulnerable and transparent with your son, your grandsons, about your experiences and the places that went wrong and the ways you've made corrections, I think could be incredibly beneficial to them.
That's right. You know, on a recent survey I made up, people that listen to the program like you, Don, are 3 to 5 IQ points ahead of other people. So you want, I love this, the book of Don. You share Don. Wouldn't even, I mean, it really, I think, would be a great idea to take some principles and write down the principles in a journal and then just address every one of them. Write it when you're thinking and quiet and then share that with them. Boy, that could be invaluable. And then you send it to me, and then we'll write that book together.
Well, Steve, I was thinking about, I think you did this for your kids, where you took a Bible and you outlined the scriptures for them. Didn't you do that for your kids?
Yeah, I just go through the Bible and I make notes for that particular child going through that Bible.
That's great.
Same idea.
So, all that. All right, Don, thank you for those great words. We will be using them in a commercial soon. God bless you, my friend. You take care.
Well, God all bless right. you guys. You're awesome. Thank you. Great
okay.
God.
Take care. Well, of course, Don is my favorite caller of the day. anyway. Hey, let me tell you, remind everybody about these workshops. Every Man's Battle is March the 31st, and that's in Washington, D.C., Courageous Parenting, Transforming Relationships with Your Adult Sons and Daughters. Boy, is that ever epidemic that you need it, April 1. Emotional Freedom is online April the 15th. And then Restore is online June the 10th. We rarely do them online, but we do them because some people, it's the only way that you can benefit from the wisdom that's there. Intimacy in Marriage, sign up now, July the 28th, Washington, D.C. It's going to be a great one. We have a whole new team doing intimacy in marriage, and it's going to be fantastic. In the meantime, if you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you support us, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. Gift of $50, we'll send you Take Your Life Back and the devotion that goes with it. And if you join Club New Life, it's $35 a month, and I cannot tell you how valuable that $35 a month is to us. But I'm going to try. It's really valuable. We'll send you 8 devotional books that people love. Great quotes, great scripture, great devotional material. And we want you to have that, and we'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks. 8 of them. It's a library. Well, you know, you can always download the New Life Ministries app. You can subscribe to it on the podcast at iTunes. And if you want to, since we've been determined we're the program of the year, you could give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Yeah. Maybe we'll be star of the year over there. We really do care about you. We love doing what we do. We always will. See you next time. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.